ุณพ่อเจ้าคะโยมเอ๋หลวงพ่อจำได้ไหมเจ้าคะ
ไม่อยากทำ
สาธุสาธุสาธุ
มันมีอะไร
my friend Frank yeah
Yan Vashma Yan Swara Yan
Yan
Yan Yan Yan
new my friend yeah
from Kan Matsak
yes
where are you from
we're from Denmark we live in Australia my name is Ricky and this is my husband
Denmark.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't look like Danish. And you're also from Denmark?
Yeah, Denmark. Yeah.
Yeah. What town? Where?
I'm from the northern part, like on the mainland. It's called Aarhus.
Aarhus?
A bit more north.
More north.
We used to live in
that's not close to Skagerrak, huh?
Well, that's where he's from. He's from Skagen, where the ocean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know. I mean, used to go to Denmark very often.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what brings you here? But he's not original Danish. I mean, he doesn't look like Danish, yeah.
Oh, I feel Danish.
You feel Danish. That's okay. Yeah. But where are you originally from, or your parents from? Are you born in Denmark?
Yes.
And you speak Danish. So, what brings you all here? And why do you sit so far away?
I don't know. Why do we sit so far away?
Yeah.
Why do we sit here?
I think about him. And she lucky come to Thailand, and I want she and him very lucky when meet Luang Pha Ma Tin, Jo Kha.
Unlucky.
No, very lucky. Yeah.
No, come closer. I don't want to talk to her. When you want to see shampoo. That's too close. A little bit. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. There where he sits. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
He doesn't look Danish. Where are your parents from?
Denmark.
Also from Denmark. Very strange. He has a much darker skin than normally Danish people or European people.
Because we live in Australia,
yeah.
So I get more sun. Yeah. Out in the sun all day. Mm.
So you live in the prison, huh? Prison called Australia. Yeah. I mean, I heard so many bad things about Australia. Huh? Mm. They didn't let the people out, or they didn't let the people come back to Australia. During COVID, huh?
Yeah, there was stuff.
And they put them in camps, you know, I mean, huh? When they... Oh.
But that was
concentration camps, huh?
Concentration camps,
really.
Yeah. I mean, you saw videos, you know, not everybody, you know, but for some people, yeah. You just put them, you know, for quarantine, yeah?
Yeah,
in concentration camps.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of country... How can you stay in a country like
that? I don't know, I've never been there.
Yeah. Yes, I have been there. I've been to Perth. Well, what part of Australia are you from?
Darwin.
In
the north, in the tropics.
It's in the tropics. Is it east or west?
It's in the middle, actually.
It's in the middle. Oh, maybe there it was better. So, but anyway, what brings you here? Yeah?
You know her, right? She's bringing me here.
Yeah,
because
I know.
She wants you to convince me, I guess.
Yeah.
To become a Buddhist. She would love that.
Why?
Because she, like you told me one time here, she's a good woman. She's going to the temple and she's not like the Thai woman everybody speaks about, right? So
No, not everybody speaks about the Westerners speak about.
But you know what I mean. And I talked to you here last time, about 30 minutes, about the difference of religion and Buddhism, remember?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember, but you know.
You don't, that particular talk, not of course not, but I talked to you about it. So.
Yeah.
I am interested, but I'm not sure if I will ever commit totally, you know what I mean?
Doesn't matter, you know, I'm, people in Europe don't have a religion anymore, anyway.
Huh? Yeah, that's true.
They have only the religion, one religion that is left, and that is money. Yeah? And power. Yeah. And you're still friends with the Danish?
No, we just, wir haben uns erst gestern getroffen.
We don't discuss the war.
But they are nice people, apparently. It's nice to talk to them.
I mean, the Danish blew up our pipeline, you know, gas pipeline.
Yeah. And I've been to Denmark quite often because from
there
I need 1.5 hours by car and then I'm in Denmark, so easy for me.
But
spend a lot of time.
Where did you? Kiel, huh? Oder?
Nein, nicht Kiel, nein, Bad Oisloh. Das ist
Bad Oisloh. Ja, ja,
kennst du? Ah, ja, du kennst ja die Ecke. Ja. Fischkopf hast du ja gesagt, genau.
Na, ich bin kein Fischkopf.
Nee, ich.
Ich bin Org-Schmeckter.
Eingenordeter.
You understand German?
A little bit. Yes.
Maybe more than me.
Yeah. I mean, all the Germans coming to Denmark in the summer. What was it? Lacken. You know Lacken?
Yes. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, my parents always went there to make holiday 6 weeks. How long have you lived in Australia now?
17 years.
That's a long time. And you like it there?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know, Darwin doesn't have so many people here. What?
No, that's right. This may be, so Australia is different states and territories.
I know, yeah.
So in the whole of the Northern Territory, there's like 250,000 people, and most of them live in the Darwin area, maybe 150,000, maybe 200,000. Yeah.
There are also some on the east coast. There are some nice towns there on the east coast.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never been up north. I've been only around Perth, you know, for 3 months, and that was enough for me.
Yeah.
I mean, just traveling to Australia was a nightmare.
It's a long way.
No, not a long way. I mean the Ankunft, yeah, the arrival, yeah. I mean, you had to wait 4 or 5. They checked every person, every luggage, you know, turned upside down, so that none of the virus comes in, yeah, or you don't have any food, or you don't have any plants, or anything, yeah. I mean, they're so crazy about it.
They're strict, but I think it runs a bit more smooth now. Like, they will ask you, and if they don't think you have anything, or if you seem honest, they'll go, that's okay, you go.
Mm. Well, especially if you lived in Australia, then.
Yeah, then you probably know.
Yeah. The Australians, but you know, foreigners, you know, who have a visa, you know, I mean, they are checked to.
Yeah.
So you're an Australian citizen already? Okay. Naturalized.
Yeah.
And what kind of work are you doing for a living?
I work as a mechanic.
Mechanic?
Fixing cars.
Oh, fixing cars.
It's not my trade, but it's what I do.
It's not your trade, but what you do. What is your trade? Or what used to be?
Originally, I worked in human resources.
Human resources? Yeah. In a company? Picking people?
No.
Oh, no. Not this.
Never recruitment, but training.
Training.
Training and counseling.
Mm-hmm. What was the company in Denmark that you worked in?
Lego.
What?
Lego.
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 Isn't that a German company?
Yeah.
I thought so. You made that out of plastic, huh?
Yeah. These days it's recycled plastic.
It's recycled plastic. Well, what did you do to your knee? Yeah?
Ich habe mal Fußball gespielt früher und da hatte ich mal eine Knieverletzung und jetzt, wo ich älter werde, merke ich das immer mehr. Und ich wohne im dritten Stock jetzt hier und muss immer jeden Tag ein paar Treppen runterlaufen. Und wenn ich die jetzt ein paar Tage trage, dann ist das weg.
Wo wohnst du jetzt?
Ich wohne jetzt hier in Udon-Thani.
In Udon-Thani. You're just visiting here. I mean, you're visiting whom? Huh?
No. So we're just visiting Thailand.
You're visiting Thailand.
And how did you meet?
We live next door at the hotel.
At the hotel.
That's right.
And then she forced you to come here.
Exactly.
She invited him and invited us.
Yeah. She forced him and he invited me.
No.
She did. Die erste Gelegenheit, die sie hatte gestern Abend, wir sind angekommen im Auto, ausgestiegen und die beiden kamen gerade auf den, wollten auch mal irgendwas kaufen. Also sie gleich angesprochen, wenn ihr Interesse habt morgen, können wir in den Tempel und so. Und sie spricht ja wenig Englisch, ne? Aber das hat sie schnell hingekriegt. Und die beiden haben gesagt, mal irgendwo mit dem Fall auch nicht so schlecht. Und mal zu zeigen ist auch nicht verkehrt. Ich finde den Tempel eigentlich echt hübsch.
Klar, der Tempel ist schön. Ne? Das ist ein Stück Natur, ne? Aber das kennt ihr ja auch von David, ne? So, what is it that interests you, yeah? About religion? I mean, because Taiwan is Buddhism. It's living example of Buddhism. And you see it with the people, yeah? I mean, you like living in Thailand because, I mean, when you live, in Germany, people are so, getting so easily angry and things like that, pissed, always, looking at others, pointing the fingers at others, and that you don't find, I mean, there's something here in Thailand that is very quiet about people, Even though it is busy, but within the busyness there is some calm. And that is due to Buddhism, to the teaching of Buddhism. Most of the people are going to temples, nearly every day, especially now the older generation, the younger generation is the same every day. It's just interesting. They don't even know what the world around looks like. But even now the older ones are busy, killing time, it's killing time, I mean, you don't know what to do, you just look on your phone, and you wait to die, because that is the end of our life, death, isn't it?
Depends on what you believe, I think. Yeah? Well, for me, maybe yes, I don't know. I don't know what happens after.
Well, I can tell you what is happening after, if you believe it or not, I mean, you will be reborn again, And once you are born, sooner or later you will die and will be reborn again, Like a hamster in a hamster wheel, Running, but not going anywhere. Sometimes we are born in the human realm, sometimes we are born in hell, You probably know it from Christian religion.
But is there I come again. Is there any living proof of your theory that we are reborn again? Do we have any proof? Literally proof that you can tell me here. I know this guy and he was like he's from 1600 whatever the fuck and now he's reborn.
I don't have that hindsight, But other people have that hindsight.
Only Buddha.
No. My teacher, for instance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, he knew, yeah. I mean, most of disciples, you know, were from previous lives, yeah. So he said, you know, he was my ambassador when I was king, you know. Mm-hmm. He was my war elephant, and he was my son, and he was this, yeah. And I mean, they asked, and he met, you know, people, you know, who were just reborn, yeah. I mean, they died because of malaria, and you know, 10 years later they came and wanted to become a monk again. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, this in the whole of Asia, yeah. I mean, it is completely accepted. Yeah. Why is it not accepted in the Western?
Because different belief.
No.
Because of the church.
Partly because of the church. Even in Christianity, there's rebirth. Yeah. I mean, I told you before. Yeah. I mean, the disciples. Do you know a little bit about Christianity?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Huh? I mean, when the disciples of Jesus, you know, came to a family, you know, and they saw a newborn baby, you know, born blind. Yeah. The disciples asked Jesus, is it the fault of the parents that this child is born blind, or is it the fault of the child that is born blind? That they still kept in the, yeah, because they didn't understand it. When you look in the apocryphal text, yeah, I mean, you will find a lot about rebirth. But it was not convenient. Huh? You couldn't punish, you couldn't extract the wealth of the people, yeah? If you say, oh, they say, okay, I am reborn, yeah? What's the matter, you know? Huh? Doesn't give them any power, yeah? It doesn't give the power, the priest any power if they, you know, if there's rebirth, yeah? Yeah? People say, okay, what the hell, you know? I mean, yeah? I'll come back, you know? Yeah? And then I will be the one who punishes you. Just like in German, we do have these sayings, yeah? I mean, the German language is full of it, yeah? I told you, the oppressor of today is the oppressed of tomorrow, yeah? Yeah? And the oppressed of today is the oppressor of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It always changes, yeah? And that is the Buddha's teaching, you know? I mean, he asked people, how long will you do it? Your last 7 lives, I mean, you were fighting over this child. Now you are the mother, in last life she was the mother, and you wanted the child, yeah? When are you going to stop, yeah? Because there's never any way, you know, to stop it, yeah? Whatever we have done, yeah? And we have the same, yeah? Whatever you do, yeah? Yeah? Will come back to you, yeah? So, that's why we have the saying, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever you have done unto others, you know, others will do unto you. And this is, of course, you know, I mean, with our Western mentality, this is not acceptable. You understand that? Yeah? Because we love to do something unto others, we like to cheat them, yeah, we want to have power over them, but we don't want, you know, that others do this to us, yeah? And that's why we don't like this rebirth theory. Yeah? I mean, it's so completely inconvenient, yeah? I mean, look at all these people, you know, who will rot in hell, and when they come back, they will be, you know, servants, yeah? Or slaves, yeah? Who are now in power, yeah? Who abuse the power, yeah? So there is justice in the system, yeah? Not the justice in our democracy. Kleptocracies, yeah? It's not democracies anymore. It's kleptocracy. And that is, of course, not convenient for the people to listen to, huh? Yeah? Because, yeah? When a person, you know, when a person is robbed, when a person is killed, yeah? It is because of their karma. And this, yeah, and some of this I have experienced for myself, yeah? I mean, I went to travel through whole of Europe with a friend, yeah? I mean, sometimes, you know, our car was broken into, yeah? And things were removed. Never mind. They were all mixed together. It was always the ones of this friend, yeah? Never! I mean, I was so surprised, you know, because, I mean, yeah, you just put them in, but they only selected the things, you know, of the other person. And that not only happened once, you know, once can be a coincidence, yeah? It happened several times, yeah? Mm. Then they tried to break in Hamburg, they tried to break in my car. And then somebody came, you know, and they couldn't steal anything.
So that's because your karma was
because good. Of my karma, you know, I've never stolen. I was, you know, I used to be, at least in the last life, I used to be an honest person.
So if I understand it right,
yeah.
If I never steal,
yeah.
No one will ever steal from me.
That's right. And if you never kill, yeah, nobody is going to kill you.
And that doesn't change, is it doesn't matter if it's an animal I kill, like a mosquito or a person.
I mean, if you kill an animal, yeah, I mean, what happens, you know, according to the Buddhist text, you know, what is happening if you kill one time an animal, yeah, I mean that, you know, you will probably be attacked by a dog or you're attacked by, you know, by a lion or by a leopard, you know, or whatever it is, yeah, and he might kill you, you know, that's what happened. But if you kill a lot of animals, so for instance, the butchers, you know, huh? I mean, they will be born as the animal that they kill so often. And then they have to suffer through all these deaths, you know, that they caused onto others. And of course, you know, I mean, for us as Westerners, you know, this is not really a nice theory, huh?
No.
Huh?
Not nice.
No.
Interesting.
No, it is not.
He's thinking.
Huh? See, when you tell, yeah. And the worst thing, you know, I mean, for instance, for a woman, you know, when you tell, you know, forgive me for saying that, if a woman is raped, yeah, it's the fault of the woman, yeah, because she had the karma of the previous life. She was a man and raped women, yeah, and now she has become a woman, yeah, and she is raped by men. You have to go through the things that you make other people suffer, yeah. And another example, you know, I mean, if you see beggars or poor people, you know, and you don't help them, yeah? I mean, in the next life, people just walk by, you know, they don't help you. But you see from your own life, you know, what you have done in previous lives, yeah? Because you get the result. So if people, you know, if you're in dire straits, you know, and some people come to help you, huh? I mean, that means, you know, you were helpful to other people in your previous life, yeah? And that, of course, you cannot tell in the West, yeah? People will be, especially now, they will be going up, you know, up. So that's why Buddhism doesn't flourish in the West. Yeah? But here in Asia, you know, I mean, it is common ground, yeah? Two people fight, you know, fight to death, you know, and they say, okay, see you in hell, yeah? I mean, because it's clear to them. Yeah, where they're going, yeah?
Yeah, if you actually leave that,
yeah,
it makes life more convenient.
Of course! It makes a lot of sense too. Sense, yeah? Huh? And you cannot, I mean, you cannot blame anybody for whatever happens to you. Yeah? You can only blame yourself, yeah? And learn from that, you know, and just do the opposite. That's where you can see clearly, you know. I mean, you can see clearly what happened, yeah, to you in your last life, huh? Huh? So for people who are very generous, for instance, who are very generous, you know, I mean, they will become very rich in the next life, yeah. Because everybody gives them, you know, and whatever they do, you know, I mean, they earn a lot of money. I'm not talking about the ones who are stealing from others, you know, I mean, cheating others. Nah? I'm talking about the generally rich people. Yeah. And also, I mean, it also deflects on the our body, you know. However we treat our body, you know, the human body in this life, you know, I mean, yeah, it will be healthy, you know, or it will be completely unhealthy in the next life. Yeah? People who have these allergies, where is it coming from? Previous life. Yeah. It will take a while to accept it, yeah?
Yeah,
huh?
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, you have, but then, once the moment you accept it, I mean, it becomes very easy. Yeah?
But isn't it possible that one of the reasons that Buddhism is not really accepted in Western countries, because the education there is better, and you see life from a different view because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you believe in Darwin?
No, I believe in some of the laws because they are fact. Yeah. You can prove it, right? You can prove it. Some Darwin shit you can prove. Mm-hmm. Not everything, but some stuff you can prove. Same as Mendel.
Yeah.
The Mendel laws. Mendel. Biologist. There is some stuff, crossing plants and crap, you can prove that it's working.
Of course. So, I mean, that's how we live.
Father Martin, don't understand me wrong. You cannot prove to me anything.
No.
That
I don't need to prove anything to you.
Yeah, because you believe it. And you are supposed to make others believe.
No.
Yeah, what's your kind of, isn't that kind of your job description?
No. People come here to seek answers.
Yeah.
I don't go out like the preachers and go and preach, be good people, be good people. No?
They're not missionaries.
We are not missionaries. We are here, and if people are interested, then we talk to them. Yeah. Sometimes, it happened, I used to be in Bantam. Yeah. It happened that people come, and I didn't say a thing because they were not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I waste my energy on people who are not interested? So I'm not a preacher. My mission is not to convince other people. Yeah? It is, for people who are interested. People who are interested are listening. And they take some of it, what I say, back, and ponder.
Yeah, I think further on about it.
Just like you.
I have to admit, you make me do it. I think, you know what it is, man? You have a special way. I think it's because you are a Westerner. You understand what I mean? You had a life before this, which was completely, about all that crap we are going through.
Of course.
The usual Asian doesn't know, but you know. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have a different view on the whole story.
Yeah.
And your advice sounds different. Mm-hmm. And the way you give your advice is different. And that's what I like about being here and talking to you.
Because, everybody uses the language. Yeah? I mean, if you see somebody, born in the village, becoming a monk, he uses, like Lungta Mahabua, he uses the similes of a farmer. Yeah. I mean, I can use the similes of an engineer, because I've been educated as an engineer, so I have, this kind of background. I don't, I don't talk well to farmers, because I don't so much know.
Different mindset.
Not so much know, the mindset of these, But of educated people, I know the mindset, So I can talk to them, in their same language that they are used to, And I using the same example.
Sitting two Germans and they're speaking English, although we could.
I was thinking just that.
Yeah. I mean, we do it because
how the cultural filters need to match, so exactly what you're saying with education, but also with cultural backgrounds. How your cultural filters need to. Need to somehow match before you can even have a dialogue. Mm. Oh, there's a lot. There can be a lot lost.
Yeah.
There can be a lot to learn from trying to communicate with someone of a completely different culture.
True.
Yeah. It might be harder, but there might be a lot to learn because some of the answers you get will be truly unexpected.
Yeah. High chance for that,
But the advantage, the advantage of practice is, you don't listen to the words, you don't listen to the words of what the people are asking. You listen to what the heart is telling. The The heart is asking a different question than the mouth, yeah?
In some cases, maybe, yeah.
Most of the cases, yeah. I mean, we are so used, you know, to be, yeah, to be separate from our heart, you know, from our intentions, yeah? I mean, I used it so often, you know, especially with my father or with my mother, you know. I mean, they were talking about something, and I just listened to, and they just complained, you know, they're talking about their work or something. But actually, they were complaining. Yeah? They were complaining about, you know, how hard it is. You know, I mean, how people don't cherish them. Yeah? And then I answered this question. I didn't go into the conversation that they brought up there. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, they were so completely surprised. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can, you know, if you have the ability, you can listen to what the heart is saying. Yeah. And then answer to their heart. Yeah. And that makes a much better communication. Yeah. Yeah, you have a hard time with rebirth, yeah? But yeah, I mean, when you die, you know, come and visit me, yeah, when I'm still around.
I will. If I have a chance. Never know.
Just 3 days ago, you know, we burned somebody, you know, it was a man, you know, and I didn't see the corpse, yeah. I didn't see yet the corpse. And then some ghost came up to me, you know, whoops, yeah. And then, you know, I mean, when I saw the corpse, you know, before they were burning it, you know, I said, oh, he was it. Yeah. So he was looking, yeah, he was very angry that he died. So he will be in the ghost land for a while. This is common, you know, people don't believe it anymore. But when you look at all the fairy tales, yeah? I mean, Andersen Märchen, yeah? I mean, you know them. I mean, Germany was so full of this, yeah? I mean, there's about angels, you know, about devas, about, yeah? About, yeah? And about, you know, all these spirits, all these ghosts, yeah? Where did they pick it up? They didn't imagine this, yeah? You cannot imagine something that does not exist.
Well, I'm not too sure about that. I mean, your fantasy can go wild.
Yeah, but only... It's only based on something.
Yeah, maybe you've lived it before.
If you lived it before...
That's the convenient part of the whole story. Yeah? You know what the convenient part is? Mm-hmm. Everything you say makes sense. Up to a point, right?
Yeah.
If I do this, if I'm bad, so in my next life, yeah. I will be treated bad.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm good, mm-hmm. in my next life, I will be treated good. Yeah. So that makes sense because it's like the 1 + 1 = 2, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's convenient because it excludes any doubt.
Yeah.
As long as your story is always based on 1 + 1 = 2,
yeah.
It is. There's no way that you find any little edge where you can say, hey, I have doubts, and this is why. Because when you think about it, it's logical. Yeah, we are trained to think logical.
Yeah.
We are trained at school to do that, to make our life better, and probably does. But what I'm not understanding is there must be. Yeah, there has to be something which breaks this 1 + 1 in the whole story.
Yeah, so find it.
Yeah, I'm on it. I haven't found it yet. That's why I actually started to get interested in all that stuff. I read that book you gave me.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, last time I had a lot of fucking problems with her,
yeah.
Which is all so. Also kind of because of you,
yeah.
Because you told her something. I didn't know what because you didn't want to tell me, but I asked you afterwards what you didn't want to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But since after that, it became slightly better, and then something else happened, and since then everything is fine, you know? That's why I'm back here.
Mm-hmm.
At first I didn't want to come back here, remember?
It doesn't matter, you know, to me. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I am...
Find a point, you know, where 1 + 1 = 3.
Next time I'm going to come, I'll follow. At least I have something which makes you think. Yeah? I
I doubt that you can find something that makes me sick, but you know, maybe.
You never know. Doesn't Buddha say you never know? Everything can happen?
No.
No?
No.
So everything is determined by law.
Determined. Yes.
Because predetermined. Like,
yes.
You
can say so, but you still have choices. I mean, when you're in the city, for instance, in Udon, you can go the main road, and then you see a nice side road, and you can go the side road. Other things will happen when you choose the side road than when you go on the main road.
Yeah, but that's logic.
Yeah, but that's the same. So, I mean, it is determined when you go on the side road what you see, and it is determined when you go on the main road. But you still have the choice to go on the main road or on the side road.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So you can choose, yeah? I mean, it is not, you know, I mean, this predetermination that is thought of in the West is that whatever happens to us is predetermined. No. It depends on our choices that we make. And every moment we make choices. You make choices to see this woman and then, you know, something happens, yeah? Or you make choices to go to Australia and other things will happen that would not have happened in Denmark. Or in Germany.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, but there we again. Of course, you are right now. Of course you are.
That's my damn problem.
There's nothing I can tell you which is not. But I cannot, even when I have choices, right? It's not, for me, it is still not sure, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That If I pick road A or I pick road B,
yeah.
For me, even I have different choices because this road is dark, this road is light, yeah? Okay. So I know, logical thinking, might be dangerous there, might be better over there.
Yeah.
But my opinion is, no matter which way I go, the same shit happens to me anyway.
No.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And now,
you can try it out. I mean, you don't know what would have happened if you stayed in Germany.
Yeah.
You probably would be freezing cold by now and had no food, yeah? That doesn't happen here in Thailand.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I know, for instance, an example, you know, of an elderly woman, you know, I mean, who was once my disciple, you know, who came to Thailand, yeah? She was treated rather badly, you know, or not very friendly in Hamburg, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She came to Thailand, you know, and wherever she went, you know, the people invited her into their house, you know, and gave her some food, you know, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. But, now I have a but.
Yeah, but what?
That has nothing to do that she was treated bad in Hamburg. You know what, Michael, you know why she's treated better here?
Yeah.
Because the culture of treating people is a different
But
one.
Not everybody was treated like this.
Okay. Yeah,
there we go. When other people go, you know, and they are not invited to the houses and they are not picked up friendly, yeah? I mean, there are lots of farangs, you know, and some of the Thais don't really like so much farangs, yeah?
I know.
Because they are nasty, most of them are really nasty, yeah?
Most of them
I mean, when you look, you know, I mean, you probably see some of them, especially if you go to these areas where there are lots of them. I mean, you see the scum of the earth, yeah? And Thais know that, yeah? But they still, you know, treat them better than they were treated in their respective country.
Yeah. They're not kicking their ass.
They're not kicking their ass, yeah? Or not looking down on them, yeah? I mean, the Thais don't look down on people.
No. Aren't the Thais a little arrogant?
No, not normally. I mean, there are always exceptions to the rule. Not normally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Buddhism makes people open-minded. Yeah. No matter if you're Muslim or not, you know, I mean, they don't hate the Muslims. Yeah. They don't hate the Christians. Yeah. They don't hate, you know, Westerners. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, because they're open-minded. Yeah. And we are closed-minded, yeah, when we come from the West. We are the ones who are arrogant, yeah? And treat some people badly, yeah? And think, you know, yeah? What?
Some of us. It's the same like some of Thai. Huh?
So most of us, some of us are the exception. Yeah, the basic understanding, you know, I mean, that is missing, yeah, I mean, in the West. Yeah. We think we are smarter, and that's how the West, yeah, acts. Yeah. What's a ma papa na ba nai, huh? Which is lap na, huh? Yeah.
By my yom, yom mi huang, mi luk, gap lan, joha.
How long was she here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was staying here for quite a while, for a few months, yeah.
Today.
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Today, and then your ma tham bun, what god, boy.
She stayed here.
So what are your questions, huh? I mean, let them also ask, yeah? until you find one is three, yeah? Sit.
Questions.
Yeah.
I don't have questions.
I mean, do you ever think, you know, what is the purpose of our life?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Yeah?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah? And so, did you find an answer yet?
No, I live in this existential vacuum, and I've just learned to navigate it. It feels very free.
Very what?
Free.
Free.
It gives a great sense of freedom for me to accept that I do not know what happens when we die. Do not know whether one and one is always two. I don't need to know.
Mm. Accept it, yeah?
Yeah. You have a point.
Yeah. I mean, well, some people are like that, they don't want to know. Yeah. And some people want to know. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
But I don't think I get the answers. Asking questions or trying to analyze things.
Sometimes you get the answers by, you know, finding methods to get the answers.
Sorry?
By finding methods to get the answers.
Yes.
I mean, there is. Yeah, I mean, where do I get my answers from?
Mm-hmm.
From my heart.
Yes.
Yeah. From my heart that knows about everything, you know. Huh? When I go into my heart, you know, I look into my heart and get the answers. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, sometimes not, yeah? Yeah. That depends on how deep I can go into my heart. Because in your heart, you know, what in Thai is called citta, yeah? I mean, it's not the same as soul, yeah? Yeah? There is a small similarity to soul, but you know, I mean, it is more comprehensive, yeah, than soul. And there you find all the answers. That's where the Lord Buddha found all the answers. Yeah? I mean, there was nobody who could teach the Lord Buddha. Yeah? He found the answers himself. Where did he find it? In his heart. Yeah? And he could look back, you know. I mean, he could look back a long, long time. Yeah? And he could also look in the future, what is going to happen in the future. I mean, when you think just about this planet, yeah? I mean, he thought about this planet, yeah? That there are five civilizations, yeah? Each civilization has a Buddha, and we are at the fourth civilization, yeah? Then there's another civilization that doesn't know anything about us. On this planet, yeah? Just like we don't know anything about the previous civilization, yeah? You heard some rumors about Atlantis, yeah? And then, you know, some very, very far distant rumors about Lemuria, yeah? These were civilizations, yeah? And there was a Buddha. At each civilization, there was a Buddha. Yeah? He said, this planet is very fortunate. It will have five civilizations. There are planets where we are born, you know, that have only one civilization or two civilizations. Yeah? I mean, we haven't been always on this planet. We have been on different kinds of planets. Then there were these ideas spring from, yeah? These crazy ideas. This is something you have, you know, you can believe or not believe, you know, I mean, that is up. It doesn't really matter for us, yeah? But we do know now, yeah, that the pyramids were not built by the Egyptians, yeah?
Do we?
Yeah.
I didn't yet.
Where did that come from?
Yeah,
that's
interesting new information. Yeah.
I mean, who engineered, yeah, something like that. I mean, they still cannot do it.
Germans.
Yeah, Germans, yeah. And Americans, yeah. I mean, engineers, you know, investigated the pyramids and things like that, yeah. I mean, oh, look at the Inca stones. There are 600 tons of stones, you know, one completely cut, you know, even, yeah. We couldn't do that. We don't have the machines nowadays, yeah, to cut the stones into the shape.
No, it took thousands of people and thousands of lives to do all that. No question about that. But there was always, and now...
And how did they move it up, you know, 200 kilometers?
They needed years to do it. Years.
That's what the theory is.
Probably like Colossus.
Some engineers.
Roll it up and fuck, it goes down again.
Some engineers tried it and they couldn't make it now. Even with all the machinery, helicopters, with things like that, with big cranes, yeah? You heard about that?
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Somebody made it.
So how could they do that back then with just wooden?
It was actually impossible to do it.
But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not important for our life, yeah?
No.
The only important thing is, yeah? I mean, when we go to Buddhism, to keep the five precepts, yeah? Because that guarantees us to come back as human beings, yeah? And?
I thought there is a guarantee.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I always thought that you have no guarantee at all. It's just coincidence if you are an ape or an insect or a human afterwards.
No.
So you can force.
I mean, yes. I mean, you do that with your life, yeah? Huh? I mean, you choose this profession, you know, to get, you know, to this level of expertise, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you do it? If you understand the laws of the nature or the laws, you know, of this universe, I mean, then you can do anything.
So, you know, at the moment I ask myself sometimes if I deserve all this here. Because like that, I just stay here for 3 months, no worries,
yeah.
I enjoy it,
yeah.
Nice weather, nice girlfriend, nice country. And I sometimes ask myself, do I deserve it or not?
Of course you deserve it. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, see, and that's it. I was waiting for that answer. Otherwise you wouldn't have the chance to do it.
Do you have to deserve it?
That's a difference.
But the question is, how long does it deserve it?
Yeah, well,
that's a question.
According to you, as long as I don't change anything I do at the moment.
No. It has nothing to do with the moment.
Okay.
It has only to do with your past karma.
Yeah.
I've seen people yeah, coming. You know, I mean, Lungta Mahabo was the most famous monk here after Lumphuman here in Thailand. Yeah. And people who lived in Udon, I mean, it was just 8 kilometers away. They couldn't go these 8 kilometers to meet Lungta Mahabo. Yeah. But after he was dead, yeah, then they came.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't. I mean, it was just impossible for them to come. Né? And I've seen people, you know, who wanted to come to Bandar, but didn't have the karma. Ah, yes, I like it very much, you know, and the next morning they left. I mean, you see it so clearly what is happening, you know. People who deserve this, yeah, People who are able to stay with a master like Lungda Mahabho for such a long time have that karma. Né? If they don't have the karma, they're gone. In their own volition, yeah? I mean, drives them out, yeah? They find this fault or that, you know, I mean, yeah? So it depends on your karma, how long you are able to stay in a place like this. Yeah? Even if you stay here, even if you love to come here, you know, practice here, yeah? I mean, maybe after one day you run away, yeah? Because you can't take it anymore, or you know, I mean, or your karma doesn't allow it, yeah? If the karma doesn't allow it, you know, I mean, you're not allowed to stay here. But you will be allowed to stay at another temple, you know, where you don't have this, yeah? Teaching, yeah?
Mm.
So, will I know it's my karma? Like, how am I conscious that it's my karma that won't allow me? Or is it just, you know what I mean? Is it... Oh, I don't know what I'm asking, but when you say, like, he's asking, how did I deserve this? Like, and he doesn't know, but do you know, like, for people who are Buddhists, do they know, oh, I know I'm going to be here, or I have a feeling I'm going to be here for such a long time, or because it was given to me through my good karma or something? But, like, can you feel it? Or?
I mean, It's a sort of, you know, inner feeling, you know, inner driver mode, yeah? I mean, that's why I came to karma, because, I mean, I felt, you know, I mean, really disappointed with the kind of Buddhism that was taught in the West, yeah? That I knew if there was something wrong, but I didn't have, you know, any idea where to go, yeah? Until a teacher came to me, gave me a book, you know, and then I read this book, and I said, this master I have to see. He's my teacher, you know, he will be my teacher. He can answer all my questions that I have, yeah? And then I went to him, you know, and he could answer all my questions that I have. But it was, you know, it was a feeling, your gut's feeling or whatever you say. Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? So you know, I mean, you're driven to somewhere, and it can be, you know, it can be indecisive. You think, why should I, you know, and then the heart, you know, wants more, you know, and then you follow it, and then you are indecisive. I mean, these things, of course, can happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know it within your heart, you know what is good for you or what you want, yeah? And you follow it, yeah? But you have different choices, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What to follow, yeah? Some people have the choice, you know, to follow, you know, the money road, you know, and they got very rich, you know, but, you know, being very rich, they get also very empty, yeah? And other people say, I don't care about money, I care more about, you know, my inner, you know, inner fullness, yeah? Huh? And then they go this route, yeah? I also was, you know, I mean, as an engineer, you're also on this route, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can earn more money, you know, going in a better position, yeah? Or going, you know, giving up everything, yeah? And then I decided giving up everything, yeah? And that was the right thing for me to do. But there is, of course, a fight, yeah? You're going into the unknown is always a fight, yeah? You're afraid. We are afraid, you know, going into the unknown.
Yes, absolutely.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, going to Asia, you know, or going to China, you know, I mean, going to the in the unknown, you know, it's kind of, yeah? It's different when we go to Australia or America, you know, or, you know, some Western civilization, because things are pretty much the same, yeah? But when we go to an Asian, yeah, or when you go to India, or when you go to Asia, or when you go to China, I mean, it's different, yeah? Very different. You don't know what is going on, yeah? So you are a little bit afraid, you know, I mean, because of the unknown, yeah?
Yeah, most people are.
But that's the same thing with practice, you know, you practice, you know, and there's certain things that are happening that you can make you afraid, yeah?
Should that fear guide us?
Sometimes it can guide us, sometimes it destroys something. Yeah? I mean, think about the fear of COVID, it destroyed a lot. Destroyed the lives of a lot of people, yeah? And destroyed the freedom. Yeah? But the fear of the unknown, yeah, not the fear of death, yeah, the fear of the unknown can most of the time can be positive. But fear of death is always negative. Or fear of, you know, being injured, or fear of this, you know, can be really negative.
But I don't feel that.
But you sooner or later you will die.
Exactly.
How old are you now?
Because that's like
you're 60 what?
Billions of years it's like that.
Just born again, yeah. But when you're born again, you know, especially when you come back as a human being, you have to go through all this. Yeah? You have to learn to walk. You have to learn to talk. You have to learn to read. You have to learn to write, you know. Huh? And you have to learn to think 18 years, you know, before we can use this body. Huh? Remember this, huh?
This is actually going to happen.
Yeah.
So being reborn means you start as a baby again.
Yeah, as a human being.
Always. Yeah, as a human being.
Not as a deva.
As a human being.
As a deva, you know, as a heavenly being, you are born just the way you are. Yeah?
Right. Right?
Yeah? So you just appear in this realm and then you disappear from the realm. Once your good karma is gone, then you disappear. Yeah? And then you go to the hell realm and, you know, you appear there until your karma is gone and then you disappear from there. Yeah? So you're not really born. There are only two realms. Yeah? There are 31 realms of existence. There are only two realms where you really are going through birth, and that is the animal realm and that is the human realm.
So it's always like you.
Yeah, but people like to be humans, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
We have the nicest tool, you know, I mean, that people can think of, yeah? Yeah, the body that can create all these things, yeah? I mean, look at the world, you know, what it all create. These skyscrapers, these planes, you know, these rockets and things like that, yeah? There's no other realm that creates these things, yeah? So that's why people like to become human beings. But according to Buddhism, human birth also has the advantage, yeah? It's a stepping door, yeah? It's where the hamster can open the door and go out of the hamster wheel. Yeah, like it or not, you know, but that's where you are.
It's not about liking. It's about... It's hard to imagine sometimes.
That is a nice thing. Yeah. That is a nice thing because normally we don't remember anything from our previous life. Yeah? And there's a reason to it. If something really dreadful happened to you in your recent life, and you come into the next life and remember that, you don't have any choice, yeah? So you forget everything that happened in the previous life and start anew, yeah? But the character traits, yeah? I mean, when you have brothers and sisters, you know that they are different, even then they have the same parent, yeah? And they have the same education from the parents, yeah? And they went to the same school, but they are completely different. Yeah? Some people are really greedy, other people, you know, are generous, and yeah? Other people are getting more angry, and other people are more, yeah? I see it with my brothers and sisters, I have 5 of them, yeah? They're different. And that depends, you know, this character trait comes through. Yeah? But they went through the same birth, you know, they went through the same parents and they went through the same school. Yeah?
So when you say we can't remember what happened to us, but can you remember people? Like, did you say,
yes.
She used to be my sister? Or... So you have it's a feeling? Or
it's a feeling.
Yeah, it's again that.
Didn't it happen to you? I mean, you meet somebody and you know him.
Yeah.
You know him, yeah? You don't know how you know him, but you know him. And you get along very good, yeah? And you see another person, I mean, the moment you see it, you're full of anger. Mm. You never met him, but you're already full of anger, yeah? And that is, you know, coming from previous lives, yeah?
Again, convenient explanation.
But, yeah. Yeah, of course, everything, yeah? That is the beauty about Buddhism, yeah? I mean, why did I come to Buddhism, yeah? Because Now my answers were, the questions I had once answered, yeah? I was always asking my preacher, my clerk or whatever you call them, yeah? I mean, why is somebody born in the ghetto of New York, yeah? And somebody born as a prince in Saudi Arabia?
Was there one, may I ask you, was there one particular question you had in mind when you decided to go to Thailand and Buddhism?
No. No, I just wanted to come to this teacher because I was practicing already before.
Oh, okay.
Several years, yeah. So I went to I went to the Buddhist monasteries in England, you know, and stayed there for 1 year, yeah. I went to the Buddhist meditation sites in England or in Germany.
Yeah, but what made you do it?
I told you, I read the book. He can answer my questions. I have to go and see him.
Okay. You saw already something of his thoughts. So you thought he would be able to give you the whole insight.
Yeah.
About everything.
I mean, I knew when I read it, I knew he, okay. He has trans. Yeah.
So maybe, if I understood it right, what you said just 5 minutes earlier, maybe you have met him before.
Of course I met him before. Yeah. Otherwise I wouldn't have been able to stay with him.
Okay. I will be back.
he will find, he will find the question, 1 + 1 = 3.
I will at least try.
And it's good, if we ponder, yeah? If we ponder about the things that are happening to us, yeah? And ponder about, what are the results, what are we doing, what are the results of our doing, are we happy with the results or are we not happy with the results? I mean, most of the people nowadays don't even use their brains anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Huh?
They have their smartphones as their brains. Huh? Isn't it? Huh? I mean, you look in Australia,
some people are helpless without a phone.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, when I was traveling through Europe, having all these, what is it, these maps, where do we have to turn off, yeah? We didn't have Siri at that time. What is? What are you looking for? You dropped your phone?
No, the phone's here, but I dropped something much more important. My credit card, my bank card, my social security.
In the car?
In the car?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I hope so.
And that is also, it reminds me of a story. I was going to work, was it Monday morning, my credit card, I had a credit card because I was working for a good company, and my money was in my, was in my thing, and then I lost it on my way. Yeah. 2 hours later, somebody came, here is your
Good. You were lucky.
No.
No. I know that you think you were lucky.
Yeah. Of course, I thought at that time. I thought. I mean, this is amazing. This is But my father trained us. To be always. And when we find something, we put it. Into the phone bureau.
So can I ask you, if you lost something today, would you be? That's okay. I know. We'll come back.
Of course you're looking for it, yeah? But if you can't find it, you say, okay, either it comes back to me or not, yeah?
Yeah.
But this is so difficult to accept because we are attached to these things, yeah? Huh? But it will come back, one way or the other, yeah? But of course we should find, we should try to find it, yeah? that makes you completely upset. It's not here, yeah? You see it, yeah? When you're finished, when I throw you out, then you can look for your wallet, yeah?
Because it's going to be where it's going to be, or...
He lost it somewhere when he went into the car or when he went out of the car, yeah?
There were only two times where I had a chance to lose it. It was stepping out of the car here, and stepping inside the car at the hotel, so... Either way, I should find it. If I didn't drop in the car anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you trap this outside,
you
it might
be. See, you know what? Now, if I think about it now, if I would, I can actually be totally relaxed about it, right? Like if I listen to what you're telling me, it doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter for me, particularly a lot. For you, it doesn't mean nothing because it doesn't mean shit for you. Of course, for me, it means if I can pay, my next meal, for example. Because if not.
How do you know that you can't pay for your next meal? Maybe somebody is going to invite you for it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I win the lottery. Or maybe I fucking fall down the stairs, head on my head, and I'm dead.
Yeah. So you don't need your wallet.
In this case, you don't need your wallet.
Like I said at the start, Buddhism is, and that's maybe because the people are relaxed in Thailand. It makes everything so simple, and so,
it makes it too simple for the Western world.
Yeah.
It's too simple.
But it's like an inner peace,
right? Of course it is an inner peace. And you feel it from the people. They have, They have this kind of inner peace, I mean, of course, there are exceptions to the rule,
Anyway.
Yeah. If you don't have any questions, I mean.
Yeah, me too.
Fine. I mean, maybe they take a book, Life of Inner Quality, if they still have some. Yeah. No, that is only for people who really practice that. Now that's too going too deep.
So you have different books. Now look at it. You have different books. I mean, it's all the same story, but you have books for people who are really practicing. So the good ones, and you have books.
No,
for
it's
like
always
us.
Good ones.
It's like a higher level.
I mean, when you learn, you remember, you go to kindergarten. In kindergarten, they don't present you the thesis of a university. So they give you books, that you can understand at the kindergarten level.
Yeah,
then you go to primary school. Then they give you books.
The understanding level is better. I cannot understand this book because I'm not far enough to understand it. But I guess it's against my belief.
Yeah.
Because my belief is, if you're clever enough, you can understand anything.
No.
You just have to focus on it.
No.
No.
Because. There's something about the theory. Yes, I mean, you're in a certain way right, Whatever is concerning the theory of Buddhism or the teaching of Lord Buddha is something that you can, if you're intelligent, you can understand with your mind. But you might not even grasp, the depth of it.
The whole depth.
But these books are about practicing for people who are meditating and have difficulties, whatever happens in their meditation. So, I mean, this is something only if you start to practice, if you start to practice meditation, then this is helpful.
Otherwise, it wouldn't even make sense if I read it.
What is the point? Of course, there are sometimes, things that I say, that might trigger you, but, most of it, I mean, it's just like, I listen to Lungta Mahabo, and in some of it, just, I don't know. I can't do anything with it. And 5 years later, I could understand what he was saying. It's like when you go to university the first semester. I mean, they don't present you with the stuff from the 8th semester.
Yes, sure.
Because it would be wasted. You wouldn't be even when you make it up to university, you wouldn't be able to understand it. Because there is you have to build up, You understand? Okay? So.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be great?
What?
Wouldn't it be great if we could read it all in a book and understand everything before we decide whether we want to do it? It's a joke.
Yes? No, it's not a joke. No. It's not a joke. It's what people want. It's what people want if they want to understand anything, There's something, it builds on trust. It will build on trust and faith. You read a little bit, yeah? I mean, you ponder it, and it makes sense, or it doesn't make sense. You read a little bit more, and you know, and you build up on this, you know, and with this, your trust, yeah? Your trust builds up, your faith builds up, until you come to the time, yeah, where you say, now I want to try it for myself. Yeah?
And then it's a journey. That's what I
And then it's a journey. Journey. Yeah?
And the, we have to understand that when we try to absorb or develop
yeah.
or evolve our mind, be it becoming a Buddhist or be it practicing certain things, it's a journey. We have to give ourselves to it
yeah.
and see where it leads us.
Yeah.
We can't understand and see the path beforehand. We have to actually go on the journey.
But it's the same with life.
Yeah.
The same with life.
I'm talking about life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is always a journey where you build up, you know, on your previous experiences. And if the previous experiences are good, you continue the journey. If your previous experiences are not so good, you know, you might try to find another way. Yeah.
That's what I mean when I yeah? say I don't have to understand it.
No. No.
I mean, trust myself.
But. I saw the problem. I saw the problem of the Western mind who tries to understand everything, even with Buddhism. Yeah, I mean, I was in the West, you know, for 6 years and studied. Yeah, I mean, practicing Buddhism. Yeah, and there were most of the people wanted to understand. Yeah, I said,
yes.
I don't care. Yeah, I just do my practice, you know, and the understanding. Yeah, and the understanding comes on a very different level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the understanding comes on the level of the heart. Not of the mind, yeah? You can grasp that many things, yeah? You can even grasp, when you look at Schopenhauer, he really tried to grasp the idea of, you know, I mean, a world without self, but, you know, he couldn't let go of the self, that's why he, you know, he couldn't, yeah? So, I mean, you can go to a certain level of the truth, but you will not be able to grasp it unless you go into your heart where you understand it.
When I worked in training, I used to, and this is very much about life and development and understanding, and going on a journey and trusting to go on a journey. But I used to give an example to people that tried, that wanted to have the urge to understand everything before they took a risk, before they exposed themselves. I said, okay, I have read every flight manual
yeah.
on how to fly an airplane.
Yeah.
Every fragment in the world.
Yeah.
I have read every single one and understood every word. And now I rented a plane out here
yeah.
and I'm going to take it. Do you want to come along?
Yeah.
I'll be the pilot. I read every manual. Do you want to come along?
It's the same with the car.
Exactly.
I mean, we need some lessons, you know. I mean, yeah? we need some lessons to be able to walk.
Yes.
Yeah? I mean, we get up and we fall over, we get up, you know, if you have children, you know how it is, yeah? And how they try to speak, yeah? When you see how they learn to speak, it's trial and error. All our life is trial and error. And through the good results, you know, we continue, and through the bad results, you know, we go differently.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Tomorrow time's in my night.
Oh.
ขออ่านขออ่านขออ่าน
โยมม
ี
บ
ุ
ญว
ัน
ไหนโยมจะได้มาเจ
้
าค
่
ะ
โอเคครับพรก่อนนะสิจ้า she did some good you know so she gets the anamodana ยะถาวริวหาภวภริภรันติสากังเอวเมวะอิโสทินังเตทานังอุปกัปปติอิจิตังปฏิจังทุมหังคิปเมวะสมิจโตSabe parenta sankapa chandopanaraso yata manichotiraso yata sabe tiyo vivacham tusaparoko vina satumate paratvam parayo sukhiti kayoko ava avivadana sili sanichanguta pachayino chattaro tamma vatanti ayuvano sukhang phalam
Sathu
Okay, yeah, now you can go, yeah. Thank you. If you have more questions, you can come back.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.